Sawa Senator First Nation, TFN, has reached another step in treaty implementation as 11 parcels of land in West Delta are in the process of being added to Sawa Senator jurisdiction. The properties in the Brunswick Point area are adjacent to the northwest corner of TFN lands and straddle 34th Street. However, the farmers leasing the properties, which are already owned by TFN, shouldn't notice any difference once the transfer of jurisdiction from the City of Delta to TFN is completed later this year. There are no plans of any changes. We want to keep building on the good relationship we have with the lessees, and farming like that is important for us. It's a food source for our members, plus also for the outside community and future generations. Farming is important for TFN, said TFN Chief Laura Cassidy. We just want to continue working with the lessees. We want to establish long-term relationships with the farmers and share their values around food security and sustainability. The change means the properties will come under TFN bylaws, utilities servicing and property taxes. The properties are already within the Agricultural Land Reserve and will remain in the reserve once incorporated into TFN territory. According to a news release, the TFN final agreement signed in 2009 sets out the process for the TFN to acquire and incorporate specified lands in the Brunswick Point area that were historically governed by TFN prior to colonization. Brunswick Point is deeply rooted in the history, culture and heritage of the Sawa Senator First Nation and continues to connect Sawa Senator peoples to our ancestors, stories, lands and waters that sustain our community and life, the release said. That acquisition is part of the reconciliation process with Indigenous people. So it's pretty important to us. We see it as pretty positive and important for our members, Cassidy added. Delta Mayor George Harvey said the Brunswick Point lands play a significant role in Sawawasan First Nation history and culture. We are committed to reconciliation and will continue to foster and collaborate with Sawa Senator First Nation to support this important milestone, Harvey said. We believe that through respectful cooperation, we can ensure a smooth transition for residents and strengthen our relationship with the Sawa Senator First Nation. TFN is working with both the province of BC and the federal government to incorporate the lands.